Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. When we describe older adults and their ability to walk, we often use words like spry and lively, or hobbling and tottering. But we don't typically think that these descriptions may also describe the overall health of the elderly person. Physicians at UPMC have long theorized that mobility can be used as a marker of an older person's health. And after analyzing data from 9 of the largest aging studies in the country, they have the facts to prove it. With just a stopwatch and 13 feet of hallway, doctors now have an accurate predictor of longevity for their older patients.
Mobility can be a powerful marker of an older adult's health and life expectancy. I think this has been known to society and culture throughout history, but we didn't have any way to measure it and talk to each other about it. And what I did is develop a very simple way to use walking speed for both doctors and patients to begin to be able to assess their own health. The geriatrics division here at UPMC collaborated with the University of Pittsburgh and many leading investigators to pool data from 9 of the largest research studies in the world that have been done on aging. We performed a study involving over 34,000 older people who had been followed for up to 22 years. And we looked at their initial walking speed when they first entered the study and followed them through for their survival. And we found that across the entire range of walking speeds, there was a powerful relationship between how fast you walk and how long you live. And that this was true for men and women. It was true for people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. It was true for people of different races and ethnicities, and even true for people with varying health. So, for example, people with and without hypertension, obesity, diabetes, smoking, heart disease. Consistent across all those groups, there was a strong relationship between how fast you walk and how long you live. Walking speed can be measured very simply in any doctor's office or even in a patient's home. All you need is a stopwatch and a tape measure. What we do is we measure a distance of 4 meters, which is about 13 feet, and we have the individual stand at the starting line, and we ask them to walk at their usual pace. We say go, they start walking, and we have them just walk at a steady state out past our finish line, but we click our stopwatch right when their foot passes over the finish line. So for example, a normal walking speed is about 1 meter a second, which means they ought to get 4 meters in about 4 seconds. So anyone who gets to the 4 meters in 4 seconds or faster is walking at a good walking speed. Walking speed could help you individualize your plans of care for older people. Who has a long life expectancy and should be appropriately treated as if they need preventive services that require 10 years or more for benefit. It might also help physicians identify older adults who are having a decline in health because their walking speed is decreasing, where physicians could do a differential diagnosis of slow walking speed. So, for example, the main systems that are required for walking are the heart, lungs, nervous system, muscles, and joints. And a physician can go through and say, do I have unrecognized heart, lung, nerve, muscle, or joint systems problems here in this patient that might be explaining their decline in walking that I could manage medically and improve their health? You as a physician should not go out and just tell your older people to walk faster. Many people have a preferred walking speed that is also safe for them. And if they just try to hurry up, they actually could fall and injure themselves. So really what you're looking for is how to maximize their health by improving your medical management of their health problems, by having them have good health behaviors. And I think that that will result in a natural change in their comfortable walking speed.
Physicians should start to use walking speed tests in their clinical practices as a summary marker of a patient's overall health in late life. It can be used as a quick measure of overall longevity or a measure of health from visit to visit, allowing physicians to identify a decline in health or the rate at which to gauge rehabilitation.